Last spring, Petersburg shelved plans for a $24 million public safety complex and shifted its planning to a smaller facility, one that would just house the fire department and emergency medical services. Tuesday night, Public Works Director Carl Hagerman presented the council with a couple of options for moving ahead. They could advertise for a new design contract for the smaller building, or they could amend the existing design contract with Jensen Yorba Lott. That's the firm that worked on the original public safety building design. Hagerman recommended the second option.
This option can be achieved fairly quickly with negotiation between the new city manager and the architect, and would result in a much shorter time frame in getting this design done and a construction cost estimate completed, which would pay dividends when we go out to solicit grant money or wherever the funding is going to come from for this project.
The city still has over $300,000 in state grant money, and Hagerman thought the design work could be done for that amount or less. Mayor Al Dwyer suggested councilors make a motion to vote on one of the options, but Councilor Bob Nilsen didn't like either one. Instead, he wanted the city to consider the potentially cheaper option of a metal building that could be designed and constructed by the same company.
I can't say for certain, but I'm pretty positive that if you put it on a ballot to vote for a fire hall and you want to get $6-7 million, the people are going to vote it down. Our population is dwindling, not increasing, it's dwindling, and we seem to have a heck of a shortage of money. And we have a fire hall, we have a library, we have a city hall that we need. I don't see where we can afford a fancy fire hall or a fancy anything. I think we better start thinking that we're 3,000 people.
Nilsen suggested holding a work session with the fire department to discuss the project. Councilor John Haverlick agreed. While he complimented Hagerman for his work on the issue, he thought a separate architect would add too much expense.
They basically make their money on the price of a building. So they're going to shoot for a sky's the limit type setup. And I do think that we can do something that's very versatile, economical, and fits our needs for a price. And like Bob was saying, a lot of these buildings, the people that are putting them up will also design them and do the engineering.
Councilor Dan Hickman suggested the council postpone the matter until Petersburg's newly arrived city manager, Richard Underkoffler, had some time to get up to speed on the project. Actually, Underkoffler has been learning more about local issues since before he arrived in town late last week. He was already up to speed on the project to a certain extent and had worked on the issue with Hagerman by phone.
I'm sorry, I listened to your last couple of meetings on this topic, and I got the impression you wanted to accelerate and get going. I, in conversations with Carl long distance, you know, we were working on this idea of getting the design consultant on board. Mm-hmm. So if I had something to do with getting this going. Mm-hmm. So if your idea is to slow down, certainly for a less expensive type structure, we can do that.
Based on what he heard from the council Tuesday, Underkoffler expected the city would probably end up requesting design-build proposals from metal building companies. Underkoffler will be discussing the issue with the new fire chief and other department personnel, and then the city will likely schedule a work session to talk some more about it. Incoming Fire Chief Jared Cook was okay with that.
I'm not opposed to the setting back, looking at it, looking at the different options. I understand that cost is a factor, and so we've got fill issues, we've got building issues. I think we look at all of them. I would like to be involved in the work session when it comes up and see where we go from there.
In related news, the council unanimously confirmed Cook's appointment as the new volunteer fire chief. Cook has been a volunteer firefighter for about 20 years in Petersburg. He's a National Guard Iraq veteran and works as an enforcement officer for NOAA Fisheries. His peers in the department elected him to the position, which was formerly held by Fire Marshal Sam Bungie, who is retiring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.